the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, what is a bigger priority to you right now? A winning season for the Jets or a winning election for Mitt Romney?
Well, I think you always have to put country first. So I think it's very, very important that for not only for us, but for our particular kids and grandkids, that this election come off with Mitt Romney and Ryan as president and vice president.
There's the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, telling an interviewer on Bloomberg that it's more important to him that Mitt Romney wins the election than it is for his football team to win this year. So that's a pretty interesting way, pretty dramatic way of putting one's feelings, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. The presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of October. We'll go through a number of things as we have time. Three or four items that we have in the queue include the discussion, which is getting wild, about the Fox airing that live suicide. We'll get to that. Your calls as well, 800-510-8255 on the countdown, and email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. So let's get started with this hour of the countdown presidential race. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to analyst Rich Lowry and another political yakker named Kirsten Powers about how the debate, the importance of the debate, how important it is that things go well for Romney tomorrow night.
Chris Christie predicts a whole new race on Thursday morning. Is this does this hold the potential?
I never doubt Chris Christie.
Okay,
you say,
all right.
Right.
With that, then, is it a game changer or not on Wednesday?
Well, we'll see. I mean, one thing, Bill, I do think, and this Rasmussen poll goes to this, that people are more persuadable and more susceptible to argument and changing their mind than we think. I mean, the Democratic convention moved the needle in this race, and it's largely because Bill Clinton went out for 45 minutes and made a case on substance, largely against Mitt Romney, but he made it. And Mitt Romney's 47% remark moved the needle, at least a little bit, in the opposite direction. So that's a good sign that this is still open. It's still closed. Two polls, national polls out this morning showing 49-47, narrow lead for President Obama. So Romney needs to go out there, make the case affirmatively for his program and why it is better than the president's. This is not just a referendum. That was the Romney theory going in. That's proven false. He needs to prove that he's a better choice for the next 4 years.
All right, here we go then. Kirsten, what about that?
Yeah, look, people are definitely still persuadable. 15% is a pretty big number, though. If you look at undecided voters, usually in most polls it's around 6%, so it's much lower. But Rich is right. I mean, people will pay attention to this, and they will look for something maybe to make them change their mind for people who aren't completely thrilled about their choice, which actually I think in both parties is, you know, most people really aren't that excited about their choice, but it's mostly the independent voters that they're going to have to focus on.
And you make the case that this debate is really for them.
Absolutely. And it's not just for them, it's for those that are in certain states. You know, it's great that we can talk about the race, what's happening nationally, but the reality is what matters and is happening in battleground states. And in battleground states, it looks like the race is moving in Obama's direction.
Okay,
and
now we will see whether or not that shifts as a result of Wednesday night.
800-510-8255. I happen to be in Ireland doing the program a couple of days this week, and I'm just looking at a headline from the Irish newspaper this morning suggesting that as they look at the Wednesday night debate, it isn't so much whether Mitt Romney can perform, but how it's reported in the news media. And the story basically acknowledges how massively biased the news media is toward Mr. Obama and against Mr. Romney. So what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Jeff Dunn talking to Steve Futterman from CBS about how both sides seem to be trying to play down who is going to come out first in this debate.
Well, one of the fascinating aspects of the upcoming debate is how these candidates have made the claim that they're the best to lead the nation over the next 4 years. Oh, however, over the last week, both have tried to damp down expectations to some degree, saying that they're not as good of a debater as the other guy is.
And that's a debate tradition as well. We've had the, and the lines they've used have been just great because, the president's people say, well, you know, Governor Romney, he's been involved with all these debates during the primary season. He's more debate tuned. And then, of course, the Romney people saying, well, you know, Governor Romney has never been in a presidential, general election debate like, President Obama has. The president has been through this for many, many years, unlike Governor Romney. So this is also part of the game. Much like you have a big football game, the coach will always downplay his team and praise the other team. We're seeing that here in the debate on Wednesday.
And yet, after the debate's over in the spin room, I have no doubt that both the candidate surrogates will be claiming victory from the first debate. Now, the New York Times had an interesting piece over the weekend that said that Mitt Romney is preparing for Wednesday night's debate with one-liners and zingers. Is that really what the camp's counting on as far as you're hearing it, Steve Futterman?
We don't know for sure. I mean, that may be, listen, if you can get a line that sticks to the wall, it is important. Remember Ronald Reagan's, there you go again. I mean, that's a famous, famous line. Remember Lloyd Benson's line when he went after Dan Quayle, you are no Jack Kennedy. Some of these lines do have a way of sticking against the wall, and they can help you, like they did with Ronald Reagan, there you go again. But they can also hurt someone like Dan Quayle. Benson's line, you're no Jack Kennedy. So a line can work, but can you remember any lines, specific lines from Barack Obama or John McCain 4 years ago? I would guess not. So you would like to have a good line, but you don't always get one.
800-510-8255. So there is a day and a half. Well, today is Tuesday, so tomorrow night, the first face-off between the president, Mitt Romney. It's not about winning or losing, so they say. People want to know who's going to win and the punches that one will take with the other. Are the debates an opportunity for each of you to understand what the pathway forward is for you as an American? 800-510-8255. A lot of rally schedule for today, and it's the usual stuff. But is it getting more interesting? I was going to say it is getting more interesting. Is it? You think it is? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
800-510-8255 here in the countdown as we go through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about on the News Talk radio stations and programs, or the hosts that we're monitoring all around the country. Here's one of those men. His name is John Justice. Here he talks to political analyst Stephen Cruiser about the controversy regarding poll numbers. Is Obama building a lead over Romney, or is this just hocus pocus dominocus?
According to the polls, according to the media, Romney should just drop out. We should not even bother if you're listening with this election. As a matter of fact, I've heard from a couple of different pundits that it's kind of racist that Romney's running at all. I'm shocked by this. So I think I'm just going to sit out on Election Day, because apparently, according to the polls and the media, there's really no reason to continue on with this charade of a presidential election.
This is the thing that irks me the most about this. The people on our side, and you know I love you, all of you I'm talking to, okay? That's why I'm still on this side and fighting for it. But we complain 24/7, day in, day out, about how biased the media is.
Right.
Okay? That's our thing.
Yep.
And it's true because the media is biased.
Right.
So now the media is showing their bias desperately by trying to suppress the voter enthusiasm among Republicans, and we're believing it.
Right.
That's the insidious little thing that's going on right now. There's all this weeping and gnashing of teeth. That we're rending garments. It's become almost biblical in the way we're reacting to what the press is telling us right now. And you can't do it both ways. You can't sit there and say, these guys are unfair, these guys are biased, these guys are lying to us, and then, you know, all of a sudden go, oh, my God, listen to what they're saying. And I stop, put the hankies away.
Yeah.
Things are, and the reality is, I don't know if you saw the two polls that came out today, the one from Politico and one from the Washington Post.
I have not seen them.
Both, the Washington Post, first of all, adjusted its sample a little bit. It's a Democrat plus 5 sample, and they've been doing D plus 7. You know, most of these polls have been assuming that the Democrat turnout will be like it is in 2000, like it was in 2008.
Right.
Right. And that ain't going to happen.
No.
They've adjusted this to Democrats plus 5. The president is still ahead by 2 points. 2 points.
Okay.
And Romney is ahead in both polls among the independents, which is what you should be looking at anyway.
800-510-8255. Okay, so what do you think about all of this huzzarai? Brad, North Carolina, gets started with a focus on Obamacare and immigration.
We are confronting so many problems, the foreign policy towards various regions of the world, specifically the Middle East. So what we need is a president, is a statesman, a person who can find compromise, who can keep his eye on the big prize, which is getting legislature passed, getting laws passed, making decisions and finding ration and balance. And I think I'm going to vote for Governor Romney, although I voted for President Obama in 08. And I think there were two main issues that happened. One was the health care law that President Obama passed, which he essentially got no support from anybody on the Republican side. This was a major policy, and he got not one person from the Republican Party to support his health care suggestion. Secondly was his immigration, where he basically legalized 1.8 million young, what were previously labeled as illegal immigrants. Now, that he made that by executive decree. We had a debate going on called the DREAM Act debate within our legislature, and folks were debating this, and he basically overrode that and just drove it home. And it doesn't matter. We are a nation of laws. Not one person, not one president stands above that, the Constitution. And we are a nation of laws, and the legislature must pass laws.
The Middle East and the Fox suicide event up next here on the countdown.
You store
store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The essence of all of these, all the bits and pieces of who's doing what to whom, as it were. I'm sort of diddling around with some of the information that's available, and one of them has to do with political advertising. And I'm looking at one local station in Denver and the political ads that are running there. During Ellen, there are 2 ads for Mr. Obama and 1 for Romney, a local broadcast. Local News has 1 for Romney and 2 for Obama. 1, 2, the NBC News has 1 for Obama, none for Romney. This is scheduled for today. On The Voice tonight, there is an Obama ad. There is a show called The New Normal, an Obama ad. Local News at 10 o'clock has a Romney ad. The Tonight Show has 2 Obama ads and 1 Romney ad. And so it goes. This is one television station. And how much money? Look at how much money is being spent. And they are about 3-4 times as much by Obama in Denver. The money that's being just in these 9 states thrown around is next to obscene. It is one of the unbelievable problems that this country has, and nobody's addressing it really right up front. 800-510-8255. Here's Kevin in Virginia on the news media.
It's biased. It's totally leans against the Republicans. One example is every day in the Washington Post, whenever there is a picture printed of Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, the picture of Barack Obama always has that beautiful Barack Obama smile on it. It's the best picture they could find of Barack. And then right below it, there will be a picture of Mitt Romney with a sneer, and he's very angry, like he's yelling at a crowd. When in fact, there's thousands of pictures available of Mitt Romney with a beautiful smile on his face and really looking positive and happy, they refuse to print those pictures. At first, for people that don't read but just look at pictures, there's a lot of people in America like that. That's one thing that the mainstream media in print, in newspapers, the New York Times, Washington Post, they do it all the time.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. President Obama on the campaign trail. Mitt Romney on the campaign trail. All these analysts are all over the place on the campaign trail. Who's telling the truth? Who is not telling the truth? What do you find in terms of anticipation of tomorrow's presidential debate? You are feeling and you are thinking, you're cheering. Do you think there will be something that comes out of this that will be long-lasting? Laurie in Maryland, every time she listens to Mitt Romney, she finds something she doesn't like.
Every time I hear Mitt Romney, I always say, this is more and more of a reason that I cannot vote for him. He is just so out of touch with everybody. It's almost embarrassing. You know, one thing that I've learned from working beside people who are in corporations, that corporation, anybody who's ever worked for a corporation or owned a corporation, their main concern is not people, it's profit. And I don't care whether that profit is from, you know, laying off people because they can't afford it, sending jobs overseas. I don't think Mitt Romney has a clue what it is to deal with people, people who are not in his income bracket. I just don't think that he gets it.
Yeah. What a sad reality when people are that angry and that unrealistic about it. Everybody that is in this category is the same, or everybody who's over here is the same. Where does it say that we all are the same? Or that anybody that fits into a particular category is the same? Dory in South Carolina likes President Obama.
I'm not a one-issue voter, but one of the things that really concerns me, and I don't hear enough conversation about, and that's women's issues. I do not want other people telling me about my health and what decisions I have to make for my life and my morality, and I think that there's too much conversation from a lot of people in the GOP, and Mitt Romney is not an independent thinker, and he will not stand up against people who are taking a real hardline position to the right on those issues.
Hey fans, Exigen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exigen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exigen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Jerry Needham Worthy, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
But we bombed barracks and bridges and dams, and mission number six was Sinjaja, which was bordered on the Yellow River. It was the border between Manchuria, or China, technically, and North Korea. And we were not allowed to go over the Yellow River. But sometimes we did, accidentally, on purpose. And there was, because there were a lot of fighter planes based in, right over the Yellow River. And it was a very tempting target for a bunch of bomber pilots.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. I'm one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Doug Steffen, second half hour of today's countdown. The presidential race still in our focus with your calls at 800-510-8255. We'll be talking about the Middle East and also the suicide airing on Fox later on in this hour of our countdown as representative samplings of things that people are discussing. The voter ID laws are certainly coming up this week as well, so we'll dig around as we have time. I always give you my email address. It's doug@dougsteffen.com. Here's a note from John Brady, who writes, Doug, I appreciate what you're trying to do with your countdown show. However, I find it unnecessarily frustrating. Several things seem to be working against you hosting the show. First, your political philosophy is inconsistent. That's maddening. But then again, I ask too much to expect guys making a living based on propagating their opinions to care enough to have sound opinions. Secondly, your responses to your selected sound bites are lame sometimes. Can't just say something other than pathetic or garbage, et cetera, et cetera. Third, you seem to be so concerned about offending people, but you never take a position and explain why you hold it. How can anybody have public discourse without plain-spoken debate? It seems to me that you are a coward. You're either not confident in what you believe, or you're too lazy to marshal your interpretation of your collection of the facts to defend your position. You're living in the margins, Doug. If you want to break out, you've got to shake a leg and stand for something. Lame is pathetic garbage. That's what it is. Mr. Brady is in Abington, Virginia. So let me respond. First of all, Mr. Brady, you don't listen to the program, obviously, from stem to stern. I don't expect most people will. An hour-long program or maybe some other things that I do are usually in 1 hour you may or may not get a position from me. The object of this program, number one, is to present both sides of issues, the right, the left, the white, the black, if you will, the Protestant, the Catholic, whatever, however one looks at issues. We are all colored by our own, as you correctly suggest here, we're colored by our experiences, colored by our feelings, colored by our passions, but that's not the object of this program. Do I throw in my opinions from time to time? Yes. Do they spark debate and discussion? Sometimes, yes. Do people get annoyed because I give you my opinion during a program that's supposed to air both sides? Yep. As a matter of fact, most people don't really understand this program, interestingly enough, because they don't have a complete identity with this side or that side. It's confusing because we try to bring both sides. But it is a representative sampling of what is going on News Talk radio stations, because there is right and left, and this is an amalgamation of all of those programs. It's not meant to represent one point of view or another. Once in a while, I'll throw in my two cents worth. I am hoping that Mitt Romney wins the election and have said that. Am I an ardent supporter of his? No. I lived in Massachusetts and have most of my life off and on. Romney did a pretty good job as governor there. He had to speak to all kinds of political interests. Therefore, he did what you're accusing me of doing, kind of waffling a little back and forth. That's how you survive in Massachusetts. I'm going to vote because Massachusetts is one of these states, along with most of the other states in the country, that are throwaways. It is outrageous, outrageous that the system is as bagged as it is. I can't vote and have my vote count for Mitt Romney in Massachusetts because Obama is going to carry the state and its electoral votes. So I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson as a protest. I don't know, not a protest, I guess, as much as me saying what I'm thinking and meaning it. I am a libertarian through and through. I am sick and tired of this damn government into everybody's lives. Barack Obama is a disgrace. And the 8 years before that with George Bush were a disgrace. We haven't had a really good president. And I mean, it depends. I'm telling you, from my point of view, I think most of the presidents, I thought George Bush the first term was okay until the tax thing blew up in his face. I didn't vote for Clinton, but I think there are many things about what he did that were good for the country. I think Reagan and Clinton were much the same in many ways, not with the outside activities, but they brought us a good feeling about ourselves. I think back to when I was a kid and Ike being the first president. I think Harry Truman was a very good president. It doesn't make a difference what party you're in. It makes a difference what you do. And so hopefully that gives you, I mean, I could go off on this and go down 87 different roads, but I will tell you, I'm sick of the news media and the way that they twist and turn things around. It's pretty obvious what's going on. It's a real danger to our democracy, and so are the governmental connections between big corporate businesses. This country is in a complete mess, complete disarray. Obama hasn't got the starch to fix it. Maybe at least Romney, if he gets to be president, can fix some of the financial things. I read something, I said earlier, I'm doing this program from Ireland this week. There's a story in one of the papers here yesterday morning about how America is basically giving up and will be controlled by somebody else in the next 40 to 50 years. It'll no longer be America. We keep spending money the way we are, and we won't have a country. And this guy, I think, is right. It is a disgrace. I want to use words that I can on the radio, but it's just so tiresome to see people educated so poorly, the stupid thinking, the irrelevant aspects of people and how they're voting and why they're voting. It's the whole system is so GD corrupt that it more than annoys me. It's a disgrace, disgusting. The system is, whether it's the electoral system, the news, it's just sickening. It is, and people better wake up to that. So, Mr. Brady, if you were wondering where I stand, that's where I stand. 800-510-8255. Here's Dorothy in Delaware, who's got more foolishness on her mind. This is me knowing what she's going to say because I can see it on the screen and thinking, ugh. But go ahead, Dorothy.
Mitt Romney don't want one war. He wants two. He wants Russia and China. That's what I feel. And when he talks about opening up the free market there, I don't want anything from over there in those third world countries or anything. They don't have good policies as far as keeping things safe. And we don't want that. We don't even want the stuff from China. It doesn't work either. And he does, if they listen to that tape that he did about the 47%, he talked about a company, too, that he had over in China. And the workers in there with barbed wire fence in the little rooms, and they had one little bathroom. I don't trust Romney. Romney is going to put us in not one war, two.
Right. Okay. That sounds like she's very authoritative, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. That's another disgusting thing about our country, the military-industrial complex and the wars that we get into, and Obama waffling. We're going to get out of Afghanistan, and then we don't. Interesting. I'm looking at some of the things that are floating around the Internet. People going back to Mr. Obama and the national anthem that he doesn't sing, and he doesn't wear the flag pin, and he doesn't hold his hand over his heart. All of that stuff. Is that important to you? 800-510-8255. Frank in Oklahoma thinks the commentators always are taking shots at Romney.
I've noticed that when the commentators for the various media outlets talk about Romney or Obama, that they generally fill in a lot of lurid or things that are off color about Romney, but nothing whatsoever about Mr. Obama. It just seems like he gets a lot of support, whether it's intended or not.
800-510-8255. Ernie, wrap it up for us, will you please? Go ahead. You're on the air live.
Yeah, I just got one comment. The American people better wake up, and better wake up fast, or we're going to be doomed forever. Thank you.
All right. I don't know if we're doomed forever, but we certainly don't have a good road ahead of us, if, in my opinion, and apparently yours, if this guy that's in there now stays there. 800, let's see. We got one more. Time for one more? We don't have time for one more, okay? So for those of you who are on hold, adios for today. We're going to talk about Libya and Iran and the Middle East in a moment here on The Countdown.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I call him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Eco2Tech, stocks of RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Libya, Iran, and the Middle East now the focus. There's a lot of news coming out of Syria, and therefore a lot of conversation on News Talk radio stations. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with military analyst Colonel Cedric Layton. They talk about the White House handling of the situation in Libya.
Give me your impression, if you will, on how the administration has handled this thing so far.
I would say that, I'd have to give them about a C-plus in terms of handling the issue. One of the biggest problems that I have with their response was the initial response, and that has to deal with the fact that you had the U.N. ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Get on the Sunday talk shows back on the 16th of September, and in essence say that this was all due to the really ridiculous video that had been posted on YouTube that talked about how bad Islam was, and that served as the fuel for the fire. May have been true in Cairo, but was not true in Benghazi. And I think it was a fundamental misreading of everything that's going on in eastern Libya, because eastern Libya, people who have followed this know that eastern Libya is a big stronghold for al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-like sympathizers, and that is something that should have been fairly obvious to the folks who were protecting Ambassador Stevens.
Seems like a lot of excuses have been made. Here's another potential excuse here, that back in June, there was a small bombing outside of the American diplomatic mission in Benghazi, and Libyan security forces did a great job, evidently, of responding to this minor attack, and that maybe we had a false sense of security of what they were able to provide to us.
Right, and that is absolutely a possibility. When you look at how the Libyans at that time responded to that attack, it was basically a textbook operation. And when you see that, you think, well, they're competent, they're ready to go. Unfortunately, a bombing attack is not the same as an organized attack of the type that that eventually killed Ambassador Stevens. And that is, the fundamental difference. Unfortunately, you can't run a lab experiment on how good these forces are, and so you have to base your judgment on a variety of things: your intuition, your knowledge, your understanding of their capabilities, and also your understanding of the availability of local security forces. And I don't think when people made that assessment in the State Department and in other agencies, I don't think they took all of that into account.
800-510-8255. Syria's foreign minister addressing the UN General Assembly, accusing UN Security Council members of supporting terrorism. The speech was clearly aimed at the U.S. and its allies who support the opposition forces of Mr. al-Assad and his regime, also taking shots at some of the countries in the Middle East. Here's talk host Mike Bastinelli talking to Congressman Doc Hastings of Washington about what Hastings thinks we have to do to put a stop to problems in the Middle East like the nuclear weapons program in Iran.
What should we do with Iran? I know Ahmadinejad did his thing again in the U.N. Assembly condemning America, and Netanyahu, I thought, was on. I don't know if you got a chance to see any of his speech, but he was right on the mark. But, I mean, we've been hearing about this now for a long time, and Netanyahu said that they're closer now than ever getting nukes. And, I mean, what can we do short of bombing them, anybody wants?
That option has always been on the table, and so that option obviously clearly has to continue to be on the table, because if they do get nuclear weapons and they deploy them, the first target is going to be Israel. They have said that publicly. It's not a secret. So this is really an existential threat, from my point of view, for Israel. Now, President Obama and President Bush before him said that all options are on the table. But those options have to be on the table before they acquire the technology to build a nuclear weapon, in my view.
Yeah, it just seems like it doesn't seem like sanctions work. I mean, they're going to keep doing what they do no matter what.
I think there's a great big mistake that was made when they had their elections over there in June of 2009. And Iranian people rose up and said that that Ahmadinejad actually was not elected. I mean, I forget all the details of that election. Boy, at that point, we should have sent a very, very, very strong signal to those that, in fact, want to have a different government over there that we would support them. We didn't. We sat on the sidelines, and now it's only gotten worse.
All right, up in the next few moments, that suicide airing on Fox and the controversy about it, that's next on The Countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, the conversation goes on and on and on about what happened on Fox Television, the suicide, and Shepard Smith apologizing on the air, and whether or not that's a big to-do, a big no-no. Here's radio host Jonathan Brandmeier talking to one of his callers about whether a network like Fox ought to cut away or keep the cameras rolling in a situation like this situation of the man who killed himself as the cameras rolled.
If you're a director, news director, would you run it or not?
Well, that kind of depends on the... I'm not totally, you know, in tune with the rules of the FCC and all that.
No, forget... No. Forget... Listen. Forget the rules. Forget any rules. You are Ryan, and you are the news director at Fox News. You're watching a situation where the cops are chasing this guy through the desert with a red SUV. He gets out. He puts the gun to his head. Do you say, stay there, or do you say, cut away, like Shepard Smith was trying to say?
Me personally, I would have cut away. Because here's what I see as the issue. When you said, oh, you can Google it or you can go to, you know, YouTube or whatever and look it up. Those videos, because that was the first thing I did. I'm not going to lie. I did it yesterday. But it's all age restricted, where you're watching live TV and, yeah, is that particular show age appropriate for kids or whatever. But the fact is that someone could have it at their house. You got these kids and you don't necessarily, you may or may not want kids exposed to that. Whereas if you go look it up, you got to have, you got to be 18. You got to have an account. And stuff like that, and be able to log in. So I think that's the main difference.
Yeah, wait, go back. That's a good point. point you make. The point is this, you know, if you throw it out there in general terms, you know, to the general world there on Fox News, you don't know who's watching, some kid staring at the TV. Who knows? You don't know, right? So it could be affected. You're right. They could be affected by that. But then, if you want to see it, now you can cut away all you want. I'm still going to find it. It's nobody's ever going to hide anything from the American public again, because we can see it anywhere we want, anytime we want.
Well, that's true, but I think the people that are going to find it are probably mature enough to actually go on and understand what happened.
What a great question that Brandmeier asked. You're the news director. Do you air this or not? 800-510-8255, the Fox Live Suicide Broadcast. Here's radio host Chip Franklin talking about this kind of an incident and the questions it brings up.
Number one, why does the world go insane when we see a nipple at the Super Bowl, but nothing for when a guy blows his head off on the side of the road? Should the networks voluntarily stop showing these? That's my question for you. I have a bunch of questions for you. Number one, should the networks stop showing these car chases? Number two, if they're so bad, why do you watch them?
I can't help myself, Chip. It's the network's fault. I can't help myself. I could turn it off. I can't turn it off. It's the TV. I'd like to turn it off, but doggone it, it's right there.
There were about 80 other channels you could have watched Friday. 80 other channels. But you chose to watch the guy shoot himself in the head. Do you blame Fox? And the third question, so I got three questions. Why is a little bit of sex worse than the guy shooting himself in the head, number one? Number two, why do you watch it? Number three, is there anything the TV wouldn't show? You can watch Justin Bieber throwing up. We've had it on all morning on all the local stations. You see it puke coming out of his mouth onto the stage. I find that, to be honest with you, even more disgusting. Not sad, but even more disgusting than watching the guy shoot himself. Because you know why? I've seen so many people get killed on TV, it doesn't seem real. I've seen so many faked killings that one doesn't seem real. Would you watch a live execution on television? Yeah, I know. I'm asking a tough questions here. Because at the heart of this, it reminds me of that song by... The Rolling Stones, who killed the Kennedys after all? It was you and me. No, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't shoot him. But there is a climate here in this particular world that we live in that extols the virtues of live anything. Live killing, live puking, live nipples, live whatever. I mean, we love controversy. I mean, the whole ref thing, the substitute refs, we loved it. Anybody that told you, they were a liar. If they were in the media, they were lying if they said they didn't like it. So, should the networks voluntarily not show these car chases? Because, you know, cops have said it's bad because people get in the way. Police have actually asked the networks not to do this. And not so much to keep from guys from shooting themselves in the head or you from seeing it. They've asked for people to voluntarily not doing it because it makes it harder for them to catch these bad guys. If you notice in most of the chases, they stay way behind because they don't want to create a scenario where somebody could get hurt because they saw it on TV and get in the way.
All right, there's some really good questions about what our values are that were proposed by Chip Franklin there. Some food for thought. Hopefully that's an important part of the things that we talk about, the things you need to know here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.